For NPR Illinois, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's counting on new taxes to help close the state's $3.2 billion budget hole. NPR Illinois reporters are taking a closer look at some of his ideas. To start things off, let's break down the biggest chunk of revenue in Pritzker's proposal, a tax on health insurers. If all goes according to plan for Pritzker, the tax will not only bring in more money, but also free up state dollars currently spent on Medicaid to be used elsewhere, like pensions or education.
This would be structured to generate approximately $390 million in revenue to cover a portion of the state's Medicaid costs.
Pritzker has called this an MCO assessment, a tax on managed care organizations. That's both accurate and not. First, a definition. In the simplest form, MCOs are insurance providers. Under Medicaid managed care, the state pays the organizations for Medicaid patients, and they provide coverage. In essence, MCOs are the middleman managing the Medicaid money. So Pritzker has said he wants to tax them. But health insurance experts say there's no way to do that without taxing every insurer, private insurers included, the big guys and the little guys. Aaron Winters with the Illinois Chamber of Commerce says that tax is just going to get passed onto consumers.
One of the most important issues for, you know, everyday citizens is the rising cost of healthcare. And taxing healthcare to get more federal funds for Medicaid isn't going to result in more affordable healthcare options for your everyday worker.
However, House Leader Greg Harris, a Democrat from Chicago, has proposed this idea for years. He says lawmakers could take care of that.
In the bill, we will specifically prohibit insurance companies from passing it back to consumers.
To put it bluntly, insurance companies would eat that tax. Okay, so let's assume again that everything goes to plan and lawmakers work out a deal that protects consumers. How would this tax bring in money and make more money for the state? To understand this, you have to know a little about how Medicaid funding works. Illinois pays for insurance for some low-income residents, and the federal government reimburses the state for a portion of those costs. The more money the state puts in, the more the feds pay out. The MCO tax would put more money in, and as Greg Harris explains,
an assessment on large insurance companies, which would allow us to obtain hundreds of millions of dollars of federal matching dollars to support the state budget.
Illinois receives the lowest amount of federal funding per Medicaid beneficiary in the country. Advocates argue this tax is an untapped resource that our very broke state needs. Theoretically, some of that money could then go back to the insurers to offset the taxes. But safety net hospitals, hospitals whose primary clients are on Medicaid, have other ideas for the funding. And without getting too far into the weeds, it's also important to mention safety net hospitals are generally not happy with MCOs.
MCOs have put us through hoops trying to bill and rebill and face denials. The denial range for the MCOs is approximately 25%. When the state of Illinois used to administer the Medicaid program, the denial rate was closer to 4%.
That's Tim Egan, the CEO of Roseland Community Hospital, located on the south side of Chicago. Roughly 80% of patients there are on Medicaid. He says because MCOs so frequently deny claims, the hospital is out $7 million.
The state is paying all this money into the MCOs, and that money's not flowing out to providers. That's got to stop.
Egan says this tax could help with much-needed funding for hospitals with high Medicaid populations. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.